Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Lots of sunshine this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 67. Northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, 41. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently 59.
Mid-America Network News. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation is heading to Harper County to investigate an officer-involved shooting. The Harper County Sheriff's Office said it happened around 7 a.m. west of Attica and that no law enforcement was injured in the incident. The Kansas Department of Transportation reports that U.S. Highway 160 west of Attica is closed due to law enforcement activity in the area. Three people were arrested in connection with drug crimes and other offenses yesterday in Manhattan. The three have been identified as Derek Duncan, 21, Brittany Clark, 36, and Anthony Edwards, 38, all of Manhattan. They all remain in the Riley County Jail as of this morning, officials said. Duncan was being held without bond in connection with crimes including distribution of a controlled substance causing death. Clark is being held on $70,000 bond. Edwards was being held on $28,000 bond. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Another country great comes to Newkirk Friday, April 19th. John Anderson at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort. John Anderson live and in concert. Get tickets at the Players Club or SevenClans.com. John Anderson at an all-ages show. Only at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort. Highway 77, Newkirk.
Lawmakers criticize a big pay raise for themselves before passing a big spending bill. Kansas legislators approved on Friday another year's worth of funding for most state agencies and services after a few lawmakers staged a last-minute public protest over a 93% pay increase for themselves in the coming year. The Republican-controlled Senate approved 26-12 a bill with about $19 billion for spending for the state's 2025 budget year, which begins on July 1st. Opponents are unhappy about the gap between the 93% raise for lawmakers and the 5% raise for most state workers. There's more information on the person who died Thursday in an explosion in the detached garage of a southeast Wichita apartment complex. Wichita police say preliminary investigation suggests that the victim was mixing an unidentified substance before the explosion, possibly linked to illegal homemade pyrotechnics manufacturing. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Most hailstorms last 3 to 5 minutes. In that time, Mother Nature can deal a crushing blow to your crops, your profits, and the future of your farming operation. Remove that risk with crop hail coverage from Blue Valley Insurance. Our crop hail policies provide protection against physical damage from hail, and our wind coverage ensures a safety net in case of damaging winds and tornadoes. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. 38-year-old Nebraska man Anthony Ruinard Jr. has been indicted in the death of an 18-year-old Nebraska man who was stabbed, dismembered, and burned beyond recognition in a remote area of Arizona last year. Ruinard has been charged with felony counts of second-degree murder and abandonment or concealment of a dead body. He was originally arrested for the case last July and charged with first-degree murder and other counts. In other news, 41-year-old Grand Island woman Hoden Farah has been placed placed under arrest after police say she attempted to kill two workers at the USAID pharmacy. During the incident, she was saying that she planned to choke the workers until they died after originally visiting the pharmacy and leaving upset. A call was placed to the National Suicide Hotline from FARA. The police department says that officer showed great restraint by not using deadly force. FARA also attempted an escape before officers arrived. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Kia owners, what's better than being the owner of one of the best brands on the road? Being rewarded for it. Hey Wichita, it's Morgan, and I'm here to let you know that right now Kia is offering a loyalty rebate off the purchase of any new Kia with proof that you currently own a Kia. You don't even have to trade it in. And this month, Midwest Kia is taking it one step further and doubling that discount to show you just how much they appreciate your loyalty. What's more, this discount can be combined with all other rebates, so no fast talk disclaimer necessary. Stop in and see for yourself Midwest Kia's better way to buy, simple, transparent, fast car buying experience. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. If you're out there driving around in a Kia, come see us again, and we will double your loyalty discount on your new Kia. Stop in and see why people are singing,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The Axleton Hill Road fire claimed one home in northwest Pottawatomie County, driven by gusty winds Saturday and Sunday. Progress was reported Monday with 80% containment in Riley and Pottawatomie counties. Some hot spots remain, but no additional homes or structures are reportedly threatened. Precautionary evacuation of some near the Olsburg area Sunday were allowed to return home Sunday evening, although residents are encouraged to stay aware in case situations change. Past burns should be monitored, as well as weather in future days. A second fire, termed the Big Blue 2 fire, continued pushing some 8 miles up north of Tuttle Creek into Monday, fed by dead trees and timber left behind from the 2019 flood. Two Black Hawks and multiple tanker units were called in, with assistance from volunteer departments including Marshall, Washington, Riley, Clay, and Nemahal counties, the Kansas Forest Service, as well as many area farmers and businesses. As early as Friday, the governor had issued a disaster emergency due to fire weather conditions in the affected areas. Marshall County Public Works announcing Jayhawk Road is closed west of 8th Road, west and north of Marysville for a bridge replacement, with construction expected for 2 months. Marshall County Commissioners at last week's meeting approved a new motor grader purchase for a balance of $252,000 after trade-in. The Washington County Treasurer reports a lot of feedback about the intangible question, which is being researched but has not been decided. Road and Bridge Department updated the township meeting with county commissioners. There will be a grant for the Greenleaf Road to put lines and signs on that road. Nemahal County Commissioners held a special meeting last week to discuss negotiations with the Department of Transportation concerning V Road and the Shoe Fly along Highway 36 near B Road. 2023 year-end transfers were approved with $3,000 each from the diversion and general funds, $5,000 from noxious weed, and $20,000 each from election and solid waste funds being transferred to capital outlay, and $200,000 from the Road and Bridge Fund to special machinery. A motion to approve moving forward with housing market analysis from Wichita State University was approved on a 2-1 vote, with Jason Cook voting no. National Weather Service severe storm spotter training will be Tuesday evening in Seneca at the Nemahal County Community Building. The program is free and open to the public beginning at 7 p.m. Your news on your time, a podcast of our morning and midday news blocks available on our website, KNDYRadio.com, on our social media, and now on YouTube. Rosalie Crow, age 83, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30, at Emmanuel State Line Lutheran Church, north of Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Rosalie Crow. M. Christine Chris Fite, age 64, of Wymore, passed away Thursday. Graveside service is planned Saturday, April 20th, at the Blue Springs Cemetery with family greeting friends Saturday, April 20th from 11 until noon at the Laughlin Ovid Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Chris Fight.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Get ready for a day of fun and excitement on Saturday, April 13th for Seneca's first ever shop and stroll event. Beginning at 10 a.m., bring your friends for a day filled with shopping, sampling, and special activities. Discover unique finds, enjoy specials, and sample delights from local stores. From fashion to home decor, gift shops, and more, there's something for everyone. Don't miss out on this unforgettable experience that showcases the spirit of Seneca, Kansas. Mark your calendars for April 13th and join us for the Seneca Shop and Stroll. For more information, visit comeseeseneca.com. We'll see you there.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the mid to upper 60s. Staying partly cloudy overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Partly sunny skies throughout the day on Wednesday with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Then staying partly cloudy into Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. North winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Staying breezy throughout Thursday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s, northwest winds between 20 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Then mostly clear skies and breezy throughout Thursday night with our lows in the lower to upper 30s, northwest winds between 10 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Sunny and a bit warmer going into Friday with our highs in the upper 60s and mid 70s, then staying clear throughout Friday night with our lows in the upper 40s and mid 50s. Even warmer throughout the weekend, sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the mid to upper 80s, then staying clear throughout Saturday night with our lows in the lower to upper 50s. And a Sunday with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early April 65, record high on this date 95, the average low 40 and the record low 19. With sunset this evening 7:59, sunrise in the morning at 6:58.
Has the threat of frost passed for your part of the country? We will check the weather archives for the annual averages on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, April 9th, the 100th day of the year. Musician Carl Perkins was born on this day, and the American Civil War effectively ended in 1865 when Robert E. Lee surrendered at Appomattox Courthouse, Virginia. Any part of the country can have a surprise late frost, but by this time of year, folks in the Deep South are feeling confident they're safe from a surprise chill. Mid-South states like Kentucky and parts of Tennessee can see frost through mid-month, while the last frost in the Midwest and Great Lakes regions is typically around the third week of April. The Northern Plains and New England could be chilling for a while yet. Average final frost dates for those regions are into the first weeks of May. There is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Check the forecast and find more weather facts online at almanac.com.
Western National Bank recognizes all the military men and women who have been detained in a foreign country and held as a prisoner of war. Thank you for your sacrifice and bravery in the face of an uncertain future. From Western National Bank, with locations in Chester and Cairo, Nebraska, and Summerfield, Kansas. Member FDIC. Laughlin Hovet Funeral Home honors all those who have been prisoners of war, the atrocities you were subject to violated the Geneva Convention, and human decency. Thank you and welcome home. From Laughlin Hovet Funeral Home at 505 North 9th Street, serving Wymore with dignity, proud to support the troops. CNK Services honors all the men and women who have been prisoners of war. The time they lost with family and from their very lives can never be regained. Thank you for serving America in the armed forces. From the patriotic staff at CNK Services in Sabetha, always proud to support our United States military.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas City Royals baseball back in action again today after a day off yesterday, where they are still at Kauffman Stadium at home as they get set for a three-game series against the Houston Astros with first pitch tonight at 6:40. Kansas City's coming off a four-game series against the Chicago White Sox, also at home, where they ended up sweeping the series with the last game on Sunday, going 5-3. It's good news for the Royals, where they aren't at the bottom of the league so far. They're sitting number three in the American League Central, sitting 6-4 for their overall regular season right now. The Cleveland Guardians are at the top of the league at 7-2, followed by the Detroit Tigers. The White Sox are at the bottom, followed by the Minnesota Twins at 3-4. After this series, the Royals do head back onto the road to go for a three-game series against the New York Mets, with that three-game series starting on Friday and going through the weekend. The Mets right now are sitting number four in the National League East, sitting with a 3-6 overall record. Mid-America Network Sports.
Tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax 8 is. Their IRS-certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax 8 has several in-person, low-contact, and contact-free options. Visit aarp.org/tax8 or call 888-AARP-NOW for more details. That's aarp.org/TAXAIDE or 888-AARP-NOW.
If you're buying or selling real estate, needing an appraisal, or wanting to have an auction, it's time for you to call Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. With over 90 years of combined experience, their licensed staff is eager to help in any way. Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas, 620-532-1887. And when you're ready for that auction and need to sell those tractors, trailers, combines, trucks, or construction equipment for top dollar, look no further than Amber Waves Auction. Amber Waves Auction and Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. Online at AmberWavesAuction.com. Soccer season is gearing up across the state of Kansas, and Kansas State women's soccer team is already one game under for their spring exhibition games going into summertime, as their first exhibition was against Nebraska on Saturday last weekend, as that's one of five different exhibition games they'll have before the regular season. As KSNT News reports that the K-State's women's soccer team is relatively new, officially launching back in 2016, with coaches for the team saying they're excited to get things underway.
It's always a challenge, you know, starting a program from scratch, but feel pretty good, confidently seeing the growth and development, players on the field, and it's just been fun to watch. And there's been challenges, don't get us wrong, there's been a lot of heartbreak, but there's a lot of growth and potential, and the future is definitely bright.
That audio from KSNT News, where they say that while they may have started off a bit slow for the season and for their first couple of years, they are excited having the right people in the right places and growing as they continue to move forward. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
High school softball on Monday. Valley Heights took Blue Valley 11-7 and 16-6. Frankfort Centralia split softball with Donova West, losing the opener 8-7, and Frankfort Centralia wins the late game 20-15. Marysville softball and baseball at Abilene on Tuesday. Frankfort Centralia hosting Osage City. Marysville High track teams at Smith Center on Tuesday. The golf team at Chapman and the boys tennis team at Manhattan for a quadrangular.
When it comes to agriculture, you want a financial partner that's down to earth with roots in ag business. We're local. We've been serving the ag banking needs of this community for generations. So if you need a good ag bank, think of us. We're here to help you grow. Citizen State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Hey, farmers and ranchers, ready for planting season? Need a fuel buddy who's got your back? Kramer Oil is here for you.
From Marysville to Jamestown, Longford, and everywhere in between, our 13 card lock locations keep you running smooth from sunup to sundown. Say goodbye to running on empty during planting. With Kramer Oil, you get reliable fuel services that fit just right with your farm's needs. Kramer Oil, powering your farm success, your go-to for fuel in Kansas and Nebraska.
Planning new construction? If it's an outbuilding, storage, home addition, or a new home, the pros at Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber will help you put together everything you need from start to finish. They can help you with your design with recommendations and cost estimates, helping you find the right product at the right price. And it's delivered free for you when you're ready, when you shop local. Everything you need for your dream home or a simple shed is at Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber. Visit with them today.
As the city of Washington, D.C. was growing into its role as the nation's capital, another city of Washington was growing in prominence on the western frontier. In fact, it was a leading city of its day, and you can come here and see many of the original buildings, similar to the way they appeared when built in the 1800s. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
The origins of this town begin with an early route that passed here.
The terminology we use today is the Southwest Trail. It's a military road, and it begins in St. Louis, and it winds its way through the center of the state.
Chris Adams is the historian at Historic Washington State Park, and it was this town of Washington that was truly on the farthest reaches of the young United States at the time.
Once you left Washington, this is the last vestige before you went to cross the Red River. You were in another country. This is the edge of the United States as we knew it.
The town of Washington remains today. It's a mix of historic structures you can tour, as well as modern-day homes and buildings where people live in the small town of about 100 people. Perhaps the most important structure is the 1836 courthouse, where many prominent Arkansans practiced law, and a place that took on a new role during the Civil War.
Little Rock fell in September of 1863, and they would bring the capital of the Confederate Arkansas down here to Washington.
By the 1850s, the town of Washington had become a very important city in the state, but the Civil War marked a turning point in its fortunes. In addition, the railroad took a different route in the 1870s, and a series of fires took down many buildings. The town began to lose population and businesses, eventually losing the county seat to the town of Hope. But Historic Washington State Park preserves the story of this place, and there's much that remains to see here.
There's quite a few buildings, and we span from the 1820s to the 1880s. We've got buildings throughout that whole era.
Not only are there many buildings to tour, but there is a weapons museum that is quite a draw, and a blacksmith shop that has an interesting story. In fact, this blacksmith shop made something just about every one of us have heard of, but did not know this is where it began. That part of the story. Next time, as we travel the countryside in Washington, Arkansas, I'm Andrew McRae.
KNDY.
Whether you have many acres or just a few, a compact utility tractor is a workhorse. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. New technology helps you keep up with maintenance as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
In
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
If you have an older compact utility tractor or in the market for a new one, there is technology to help you with staying up to date with maintenance on your machine. John Deere has what's called a smart connector that connects via Bluetooth to your mobile device, and there's an app that pairs with it. Mark Davey is a marketing manager for John Deere Compact Tractors. He says you can have the smart connector installed by your dealer when you purchase it, or you can do it yourself.
It's a list price of $99 for the smart connector itself, and then you simply go to the app store on your mobile device and download the free Tractor Plus app from John Deere, and then add your serial number information on your equipment and connect it to your machine.
The smart connector plugs into the service advisor port on your compact utility tractor and needs no tools for installation. The app is like an extended dashboard. It gives you real-time information such as the hours on the machine, the fuel level, diagnostic codes, and maintenance intervals.
So if you've got maintenance coming up, it can show you what those maintenance tasks are, and you can slide through the various parts that are required to complete that maintenance, as well as be able to select a part and add it to your cart to purchase that part. So it makes it really handy to be able to stay on top of your maintenance activities.
The Tractor Plus app also gives you access to a library of helpful how-to videos with step-by-step information on topics like machine maintenance, property projects, and more. It's compatible with most 2 Series, 3 Series, and 4 Series tractors. Learn more about compact utility tractor technology at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
There will be an auction including woodworking tools, collectibles, trucks, mower, and an ATV for the Dick Ticket Office date, Saturday, April 13th, sale at 10 a.m. at 401 Hamilton in Beatty. Tools to include a lathe, tabletop planer, drum sander, router table, table saw, band saw, miter saw, lots of walnut chunks, 2 pallets of assorted hardwood, 4x8-foot utility trailer with ramp, aluminum ATV ramps, pickup toolbox. Collectibles include over 50 handmade wood bowls, cups, and other items. 3-gallon Red Wing crock, 2 trunks. Furniture to include 4 3-piece full-size bedroom sets, including chest of drawers, 3 oversized Lazy Boy recliners, 19-cubic-foot refrigerator, older washer and dryer, a chest freezer. Selling at noon, a 2019 Ford F-150, 4-wheel drive, 4-door pickup, 5th-wheel hitch, original owner, 56,000 miles. A 95 Ford F-150 four-wheel drive, 145,000 miles. 2007 Yamaha 660 4x4 ATV with winch. And a 2021 42-inch 22-horse John Deere riding mower. This state auction for Dick Ticketoff, Saturday, April 13th, 10 a.m. at 401 Hamilton in Beatty. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are currently hiring cement truck drivers with a Class A or B CDL license. While experience is preferred, they welcome enthusiastic candidates who are willing to learn. This is a full-time position with a guaranteed 40 hours a week and comes with paid employee health insurance and a comprehensive benefits package. Interested candidates can pick up an application at either of their locations or call 785-336-3511 for more information. Join Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix in delivering quality concrete to Marshall and Nemaha counties.
How meat exports bring value to U.S. crops. Today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
How do U.S. crop growers benefit from meat exports? The U.S. Meat Export Federation asks the Washington, D.C. consulting firm Jude Group to quantify that value. Here's Dave Jude.
We estimate that the value of red meat exports to a bushel of corn is about 87 cents. If you apply that across the whole 2023 corn crop, that's going to total $13.35 billion. Of additional revenue to corn production that wouldn't be there if there wasn't the demand from the red meat exports.
Jude says it's not just corn growers realizing that value from meat exports.
Pork exports in 2023 added about $1.95 per bushel value to soybeans and $1.95 across 4.16 plus million acres adds up to about $8.12 billion.
Poultry and eggs are also a big export category for U.S. agriculture, and crops like corn, soybeans, and wheat make up a substantial portion of poultry feed mixes. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
As you gear up for another planting season, is your equipment as efficient as it can be? Have Cottage Hill Ag Supply of Waterville improve your planter seed spacing and singulation with depth control abilities this spring. Call Darren at 785-363-6101 to find out how precision planting can make the most of your acreage or schedule planter maintenance or improvements. Success at harvest starts with timely planting in the spring, so contact Cottage Hill Ag Supply at 363-6101 and have your planter ready before it needs to be in the field.
Good Tuesday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, today is Tuesday, now April 9th of 2024, as we will shift gears away from the ag news sector and take a look at these times, not only at the soil temperature at the 4-inch depth, but for today, we'll take a look at the USDA Weekly Crop Progress Report. As taking a look across the country and here in the state of Kansas, we'll start with the Crop Progress Report with the corn planted progress, currently at 3% compared to last week's 2 and year ago, right on par of 3%. USDA's Weekly Crop Progress Report for cotton planted progress at 5% complete compared to last week's 3% and compared to a year ago, right on par once again of 5%. Looking now into sorghum, the USDA Weekly Crop Progress Report shows that 13% of the progress compared to last week's 11, and again, right on par with a year-over-year of 13% compared to last year. In terms of oats, USDA Crop Progress Report shows 34% complete compared to last week's 30% and much higher than a year ago at 27%. Speaking about their emerging process for the oats, currently 26% complete compared to last week's 25 and a bit higher than last year's 25% as well. Briefly looking at rice, the planting progress is currently at 23%, much higher than last week's at 12%, and compared to a year ago of 21%. The emerging process for rice currently at 11% compared to last week's 7%, and a bit lower than a year ago at 12%. Now, speaking in terms of winter wheat, the headed process is currently at 6% progress compared to last week's 4%, and a bit lower than last year's 7% progress at this point in time. The USDA Weekly Crop Conditions Report shows winter wheat 56% good to excellent, 32% fair, 12% poor to very poor. Last week's 56% good to excellent, 33% fair, and 11% poor to very poor. And lastly, looking at spring wheat planted progress, currently at 3% complete compared to last week's 1%, and the same as a year ago at 1%. Sam's back through the Mid-America Ag Network.
You know, farmers, top yields come from quality seed. And if you raise corn, soybeans, sorghum, wheat, or cover crops, they've got all your needs at Kaufman Seed Company, Yoder, Kansas. Soybean farmers, check this out.
Check out Kaufman 4703. It's an excellent choice for irrigators. And Kaufman 4621, a great choice for central Kansas.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2836. Kaufman Seeds.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com. Horse Trailer Sales.
Manhattan Trees Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stock cow and bred heifer sale Wednesday, April 10th, starting 11 a.m. on the first calf heifer pairs. There will be over 150 choice Angus, Black White Face, Sim Angus, and Hereford first calf heifers. They'll have 30 to 60-day-old calves by side. All bred heifers include over 135 fancy black, Black White Face, Sim Angus, and Red Angus heifers, bred to low birth weight bulls for late August through October calves. Fall bred cows include over 500 choice black, Black White Face, and Red Angus cows. They're bred to Angus and Sim Angus bulls for late August through October calving. They'll have 60 black cows. They'll be 3 years to older. Bred to Charlet or Angus bulls for late April, May calving. There'll be 47 reputation Black Angus and Red Angus open replacement heifers, plus 35 Angus, Hereford, Sim Angus, and Charlet bulls ready for heavy service. For more information on a special cow sale, it'll be held Wednesday, April the 10th at the Manhattan Commission Company. Please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Whether you have many acres or just a few, a compact utility tractor is a workhorse. New technology helps you keep up with maintenance on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
Any age, any make, any model. Any way you look at it, you can get the right part at the right price by stopping by the one parts counter at your local John Deere dealership. Whether you need to replace a worn part or just need to stock up on maintenance and replacement parts, you can find it all at the one parts counter. Knowledgeable, friendly staff will help you choose from genuine John Deere, Reman, or A&I parts. Do yourself and your machine a favor. Stop by the one parts counter today at your local John Deere dealership.
If you have an older compact utility tractor or in the market for a new one, there is technology to help you with staying up to date with maintenance on your machine. John Deere has what's called a smart connector that connects via Bluetooth to your mobile device, and there's an app that pairs with it. Mark Davey is a marketing manager for John Deere Compact Tractors. He says you can have the smart connector installed by your dealer when you purchase it, or you can do it yourself.
It's a list price of $99. For the smart connector itself. And then you simply go to the app store on your mobile device and download the free Tractor Plus app from John Deere, and then add your serial number information on your equipment and connect it to your machine.
The smart connector plugs into the service advisor port and needs no tools for installation. The app is like an extended dashboard. It gives you real-time information such as the hours on the machine, the fuel level, diagnostic codes, and maintenance intervals.
So if you've got maintenance coming up, it can show you what those maintenance tasks are, and you can slide through the various parts that are required to complete that maintenance, as well as be able to select a part and add it to your cart to purchase that part. So it makes it really handy to be able to stay on top of your maintenance activities.
The Tractor Plus app also gives you access to a library of helpful how-to videos with step-by-step information on topics like machine maintenance, property projects, and more. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about compact utility tractor technology at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Good Tuesday afternoon. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information here through the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we pass through midday, still a mostly higher day in the livestock and quite a bit of pressure in the grains today. Lower through both corn and wheat here. May corn down 5 1/4 at 430 and a quarter cent. July's down to 441 and a quarter. That's a loss of 6 1/4 cents here today. Chicago spring Kansas City wheat all lower as well. May KC wheat currently down 10 1/4 to 575. July's down to 573 and a half. That's a loss of 11 cents. The light spot is the oats here this morning into the afternoon. May oats now up 1 1/4 to 331. Soybeans still feeling a bit of pressure. May beans currently down a nickel at 1176 and a half. July's down 4 1/2 to 1189 and 3/4. Soy meal has seen two-sided trade today, back slightly higher. May's up 40 to 336.40. And soy oil still a bit weaker. May's down 41 points at 47.49. Cotton nothing but red on the screen now after a morning of two-sided trade. Quite a bit of weakness. May cotton down 38 points to 86.27. Higher in the livestock. April live cattle up 137 at $180.77 per hundredweight. June's up $1.50 to 174.82. April feeder cattle now up 170 to $241 per hundredweight. May currently to 239.47. That's up 230 on the day of trade. Now, there is some weakness in the later months for the lean hogs. However, the immediate month of April and May, both higher. April up to $90.50 per hundredweight. That's a gain of 75 on the day. May up 67 to 98.55. A stroll down Wall Street here as we see the Dow Jones currently down 150 points as traders are bracing for the key U.S. inflation report. Currently down 149 to 38,743. The S&P's down 15 at 5,187. And the NASDAQ currently down 16 at 16,237. In the energy markets, we see crude oil down 122 a barrel at 85.21. Unleaded gas slightly lower, about a half a cent in the red at 274 a gallon. Heating oil currently down 5 at 267, and natural gas slightly higher to 184. Lastly, the dollar index back up a point to 103.92.
Kia owners, what's better than being the owner of one of the best brands on the road? Being rewarded for it. Hey Wichita, it's Morgan, and I'm here to let you know that right now Kia is offering a loyalty rebate off the purchase of any new Kia with proof that you currently own a Kia. You don't even have to trade it in. And this month, Midwest Kia is taking it one step further and doubling that discount to show you just how much they appreciate your loyalty. What's more, this discount can be combined with all other rebates, so no fast talk disclaimer necessary. Stop in and see for yourself Midwest Kia's better way to buy: simple, transparent, fast car buying experience. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. If you're out there driving around in a Kia, come see us again, and we will double your loyalty discount on your new Kia. Stop in and see why people are singing, "We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia." Warranty is a limited powertrain.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Pond owners may employ grass carp to manage unwanted plant species. However, experts say their presence can potentially make matters worse. K-State Fisheries and Aquatics Extension Specialist Joe Kirkin explains why well-meaning people include grass carp in their ponds and the problem created by introducing them.
Good intention people add grass carp a lot of times, but grass carp are really picky eaters. And so most of the time, the problems that we have in small farm ponds are like aquatic filamentous algae. So algae that actually grows on the bottom of the pond, but floats up to the top and makes really big, not very pleasing to look at mats on top of the water. We also get a lot of duckweed or watermeal that's floating on the surface. These types of plants aren't going to be the favorite food for grass carp. And so if we add grass carp into our system, hoping for them to eat those different types of plants, they might not help and they might actually cause some problems instead.
He relays the eating habits of grass carp and an unforeseen outcome of releasing them in a pond.
They like to eat submerged vegetation, so coontail is by far the most common, but there's lots of types of plants that grow underneath the water. And so grass carp, a lot of times they'll eat everything or they won't eat anything that we want them to, but they can start to eat a lot of that vegetation, which is kind of what we might want controlled, but that can have some unintended consequences. So one would be common in livestock production ponds. So if we're using these ponds to water our livestock and they eat all that vegetation, well, there's not going to be any plant growth in that pond to take up the phosphorus and nitrogen. So we might have too many nutrients in our system now, and that could cause things like harmful algal blooms, blue-green algae, but that can be toxic to the livestock that are using the pond.
Gerken discusses the result of leaving grass carp in a pond for too long because they grow large and increasingly disrupt fish habitats.
Grass carp can live for a really long time, and in a lot of these ponds, they can live for 30 to 35 years. And so they can end up getting really big. A 50 or 60 pound grass carp is really a common size for them to eat. The research shows that a grass carp is really efficient at helping and beneficial to a pond from about age 3 to about age 7. And most people add grass carp to their pond and just leave them there, and they get really big. They can cause problems when they get really big, and so they become really even more picky eaters. They really like fresh growth, so they won't eat the whole plant a lot of times. They'll bite off a chunk and chew it up a little bit and spit out the pieces they don't want. Each of those little pieces can resprout. So there are times when, especially with larger grass carp, you can see your vegetation problem increase if you don't have enough of them in your pond.
That was K-State Fisheries and Aquatics Extension Specialist Joe Gerken on using grass carp as a tool within ponds. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Check out the all-new 2024 Chevy Silverado pickups at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville, including a pair of 2500 HD with the Z71 package, a 24 Chevy Silverado Suburban with the luxury package, and they have the all-new 2024 Chevy Malibu and Traverse in stock and awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. The March Consumer Price Index may show a slight rise in month-over-month inflation when it's released tomorrow. That has investors in retreat today. The Dow went into the midday down 216 points. The S&P was off 0.4%. The Nasdaq, 0.3%. 14 months after a massive train derailment, Norfolk Southern will soon begin sending checks to residents of East Palestine, Ohio. Assuming a judge approves, people living within 20 miles of the site will share in a $600 million settlement. Tesla may be giving up on plans for a low-cost electric vehicle. Sources tell Reuters the carmaker is scrapping plans for an entry-level car, sometimes dubbed the Model 2. Tesla chief Elon Musk has been on X to deny that story. Cutbacks by low-income shoppers are hitting several big food companies in the bottom line. Some, like Kraft Heinz, are stepping up discounts to lure back customers. Nissin Foods, maker of cup noodles, is offering buy one, get one free deals. Jim Ryan, ABC News.